This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 18, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low to mid-80s. The Daily Item has lead stories today on brush fires in Lynn and Saugus. A Lynn Woods fire has burned 10 acres with several acres of fire reported. In Saugus, there are 20 acres impacted by fires at the Breakheart Reservation. And fire officials in Saugus believe the start of those fires is suspicious. A former Peabody middle school teacher and the city of Peabody are facing a lawsuit over a sexual assault. James Toltz was a teacher in Peabody from 1969 to 1996, and a class action is being brought by 12 men and the family of another man. The Salem News has additional details on the story in today's paper and adds that Toltz has never been criminally charged related to those incidents. The town of Swampscott has hired a new assessor. He is Richard Simmons. The selectman confirmed the interim appointment at Wednesday's meeting. And the Gloucester Times reports that Project Pop-Up in Gloucester allows small and fledgling businesses to incubate in a storefront for 2 months at subsidized rates. After that time, a new pair of business owners will move in. The goal is to activate a sleepy part of Main Street where the former hotspot Cameron's Restaurant used to be located across from the Gloucester VA Clinic. You can always email us with any questions or concerns at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Pirates last night 8-3. The two teams meet again tonight in Pittsburgh. Lynn Babe Ruth All-Stars lost their first game of the World Series yesterday 8-2 to a team from California. Lynn is now 3-1. They'll be playing a team from South Dakota later on this afternoon. North Shore Baseball League Championship Series is now tied at 2 games apiece. It will resume tonight with Beverly Rex playing at the Peabody Champions at Twy Field. First pitch 7:30 this evening. The Intertown League Championship Series finds Manchester Essex beating Hamilton Wenham last night 9-1 to force a Game 4 in that best-of-5 game series. Hamilton Wenham leads the series 2-1. Game 4 will be played Saturday in Essex at 4 o'clock. And George Zalotis of Danvers won the North Shore Amateur Golf Tournament yesterday at Far Corners in Boxford. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.